Everybody, we are recording.
Hi.
And welcome to the first episode of Charlie and Ponyo. Today's date is the 11th of November 2018, mm-hmm. which is also the same date as Remembrance Day. Oh, and that happened 43 minutes ago. So, respect.
Remembrance Day. Respect.
To
the Anzacs.
There you go. There you go. We're just having lunch.
Yep. So this is our new thing.
Yep. We're hoping to try this out an episode every Sunday. That's the plan for now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a husband and wife team. Charlie is obviously the Mr. and Ponyo is
the Mrs.
Mrs. Me.
Yeah.
Me. So since we're eating at the moment, and I posted a photo earlier on my Instagram account, which unfortunately you cannot follow because it's private. I posted my last meal if I was on death row, which, knock on wood, never happens. But if it was, it would be my mother's famous, well-known southern Vietnamese dish, which is called bánh đậm bì, which is tapioca. Tapioca noodles with shredded pork, plenty of Vietnamese herbs. I mean, the Asians love their herbs. We're talking about mint leaves, bean sprouts, cucumber, and then it is drenched in coconut cream.
Yeah.
With fish sauce. Sounds like a crazy concoction.
It does.
I mean, who would have thought to put fish sauce and coconut cream together? But it works really well. I just dropped my chopstick. Oh well.
So that'd be your last meal?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you were on a deserted island, it would be the same?
Yeah, actually.
Flip it a bit from like such a downer situation or downer story.
If I was on a deserted island, good question. Yeah, actually it would be because it's a perfect meal for that type of weather as well. On a deserted island, I'm assuming it would be nice and tropical.
Yeah.
And a dish like bánh đậm bì, it's a cold salad.
What's it called? Bánh đậm bì.
Bánh is like, what's the word for it? Bánh is like cake. Is that right? Is that how I'm supposed to? Oh my god. Any Vietnamese subscribers, they are going to kill me for the translation of it. But yeah, bánh đậm bì. So the question is, Charlie, what would be your death row meal?
I like the idea of your one because even if it's like, if you're on a deserted island and you don't feel like that, you can still take the cucumbers apart and just eat the cucumbers. And you can just like take it apart and just eat the different parts of it. I like that.
I like your thinking. I know what you're trying to get at. Because bánh đậm bì has mint and cucumber. And when you put those two together, what do you get? A mojito.
Mm. It'd be either a pizza or a just a kebab.
What? A snack pack?
Like a continuous kebab.
What do you mean continuous? Like a never-ending Tim Tam?
Yeah.
Really? A kebab?
Then you could do the same thing. You could pull the different pieces out of it.
Dude, this is death row. You don't have time to pull shit apart and become Gordon Ramsay or Heston and try and experiment with your food.
No, I thought this is a thought experiment.
Oh, okay. If you want to play it like that.
Deserted island.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it'd probably be either a pizza or a kebab.
Okay, let's go back to the pizza. What toppings?
It'd have to be like a godfather. Something with everything.
Really? I thought you would have said, because we just... Well, it's been a while now, but we came back from New York in June this year. I thought you would have said a New York slice, like those 99 cents pizza.
Oh. No.
No.
Bread, cheese, and pepperoni can't get you through the life.
Good point. Anyways, so that's our death row meal.
My death row meal will be different.
Oh, okay. So that's your dessert.
That's my island food.
What's your death row meal then?
It's like a steak. It's like a
85
A9 Wagyu. Kobe beef steak. All the trimmings.
Yeah. What do you mean? What would be your trimmings?
Bowl of salad. Butter asparagus. Some dipping bread, some dipping sauces, the whole thing, the whole nine yards. Because you're on death row.
That's true.
Glass of wine. I'll have a beer to start with, a glass of wine during the meal, an aperitif with dessert. That's all she wrote.
Well, I'm just having a quick look now. This is a pretty old article, but I think it's still relevant to what we're talking about. Fox News, published in February 26, 2015, last updated 2016. In 2014, 35 inmates were executed by various state governments, and before the executions, most of them were asked what they wanted for their final meal. So, in Florida, last meals can be purchased from local restaurants but can't cost more than $40. Now, I know we're in Australia, but this is the US. My question is, the first thing I'm thinking is that, does that include tips? Do you have to provide? I mean, I'm pretty sure because tip is a big thing in the US. Anyways, that's another story. I guess that's another discussion.
I would say so too.
Here we go. Texas stopped granting last meal privileges in 2011, after an inmate about to be executed and requested and got an over-the-top 3,500-calorie meal. Hey, it's their bloody last meal. I'm pretty sure they won't be counting freaking calories.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so according to this article, the last super case, they had this particular inmate, Lawrence Russell Brewer, put in his order for 2 chicken fried steaks, 1 pound of barbecue meat, a triple patty bacon cheeseburger, a meat lover's pizza, 3 omelets.
I like this guy.
A bowl of okra. Wow, okra.
Well, he's gonna die. He's like,
1 pint of Bluebell ice cream. He's very specific with his type of ice cream he wants. Some peanut butter fudge with crushed peanuts and 3 root beers. Wow. That's not
bad. Did he eat it all?
I don't know.
I guess he would have had
to.
He
would have, yeah. Yeah, they'll be watching him. Another one, sorry, in 2012, Gary the Butcher, Carl Simmons, requested 1 Pizza Hut medium, super supreme deep dish pizza with mushrooms, onions, jalapeno peppers, and pepperoni. Another pizza with 3 cheeses, olives, bell pepper, tomato, as in the Americans would say, garlic, Italian sausage, 10 8-ounces of Parmesan cheese, 10 8-ounce packs of ranch dressing, 1 family size bag of Doritos nacho cheese flavor, 8 ounces of jalapeno nacho cheese, 4 ounces of sliced jalapenos, 2 large strawberry shakes, 20 ounces of cherry cokes, 1 supersized order of McDonald's.
Alright, I get the story, like, he's a pig.
I think so.
But that's crazy. He wouldn't have eaten all of that.
I have no idea. But anyways, it's quite interesting.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know there's a coffee table book of the last menus?
Or really?
The last, yeah.
I'm intrigued.
It's like a full coffee table book and it shows it in pictures.
Mm.
I remember hearing about that.
Is there a doco? I like to watch a doco.
Maybe you should create one.
That's a good idea. That's a good TV approach.
On like the Food Channel.
Anyways, anything else you want to discuss about death row meals?
No, I mean, that's pretty much it. Now that we've almost finished eating lunch.
We smashed that. We had a bit of pork belly, a bit of rice, veggies, lack of.
I've got the pickles.
I've got the pickles. But yeah.
So what's the plan tonight?
So tonight, followers, we are taking my family, my auntie, uncle, for like a farewell dinner. They wanted tonight.
I thought we were going with some Instagrammers or something.
Oh no, no, that's been postponed. So initially, we were gonna go with a bunch of foodies to an Italian restaurant nearby, pizza and pasta. However, that's been postponed. So we've got family dinner tonight for my auntie and uncle.
Why did they postpone it?
Oh, they've got other stuff happening.
Oh,
so next week. Mhm. So we're going to dinner with our family instead, and since beef in Australia, pretty damn good. My auntie and uncle last meal request for their Aussie adventure is going to the steakhouse.
I'm not going Outback Steakhouse.
No, we're not going like the one upstairs, just down the road from us. That's fine.
Okay.
Since we're paying, it's cheap as well.
Always paying. So, going back onto the desert island,
mm-hmm.
what would you take onto a desert island? Oh. If you had, I would say five things, but that's too nice. I'd say three things.
Oh, I can't. Oh. Okay, if there's no barriers to what I can bring, I'll bring my hard drive because it will have all my photos of my family and friends.
And your movies.
And all my movies, so if I'm bored shit on an island, and if I'm by myself, I'll have something to do. And if there's no Wi-Fi there, that's what I'll be doing. I'll bring a match because, God help me, I don't think I can make a fire with two sticks.
Okay.
I can't. I'm not that talented.
one match. Would you bring a lighter?
A lighter. Yeah, I think I'll bring a lighter instead. That's two items already, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty poor. A lighter.
And a hard drive.
And a hard drive, yeah, I get.
What if there's no laptop? Because then if you say hard drive, you need a laptop.
God.
And then
okay.
How are you supposed to charge your laptop?
You know, to
bring
God.
Like solar panels or something.
Actually, I'll take all that back. How about you answer one item? You let me know one item so I can piggyback off yours and go from there.
I'd probably bring a good book.
But you're stuck with that book forever.
Mm.
It better be a massive book.
Yeah, maybe the dictionary.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Dictionary. Okay.
Because you could read it over and over again and never remember what happens in it.
And you can read it from start to finish.
And still not understand what's going on.
Yeah. You can open up the middle of the book and go start from there or anywhere.
It'd have to be a dictionary / thesaurus.
Because
then once you learn all the... How many words are they in the English language, do they say? It's about 160, 170,000 words. And we know, do you know how many words do you know?
Not a lot compared to yours. Well, wait, hang on. Let's break that down. Are we counting just English only or Vietnamese? Because I am bilingual.
They still both mean the same thing.
Yeah, but that's still two different words.
Okay. Well, so I think it's about 15,000.
Well, then multiply that by two for me then.
So you know 30,000 words.
Yes, English and Vietnamese.
But then it doubles for Vietnamese. So it's not just 160,000. It's an extra. So it's like 320,000 words. And you know 30,000.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. It's not even 10%.
Thanks. Thanks for making your wife feel great.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
Hmm.
But yeah, that's a lot of words.
Mm-hmm.
30,000 words.
Mm-hmm. I'm still learning.
Go, start from the start. Give me your foot. I don't know how you could know.
What else would you read?
I don't know how you would... Oh, I don't know, probably like a novel. Mm. I don't know. Ask me that on episode 2 when I've thought about it.
Yep, that's it. We'll just park that for now. And then go from there.
I would also bring
maybe not a lighter, maybe flint. What? Like, you know, the flint.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. See?
With the rock.
See, this is, you know what I'll do? I know my first answer.
What?
I'll bring you. Because you're freaking smart. So you've got everything planned, so then I just bring you.
Oh.
But then I'll be stuck with you.
Yeah.
And that's another thing I'm going to consider as well.
Yeah.
So, it's great to bring you. But then
but I'll be stuck. But it would suck at the same time.
But then we're on an island. There'll be water. So you could have accidentally...
drowned.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you'll kill me after a while, but at least you get a good couple of years out of it.
Yep, that's true. And then get my...
You make me build a hut.
Uh-huh.
And a fireplace.
Uh-huh. You'll be my Wilson.
Oh. With the blood on his face.
That was not blood. That was mud.
I'm pretty sure it was blood.
No.
When he cut his hand, he... And then he...
Oh, really?
And he will fix it up.
God damn it, I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Jeez.
Well, anyway, Wilson.
What's your favourite movie this year?
I think I said it the other day.
What was it? Crazy Rich Asians?
No. Look, don't get me wrong, that was a great movie, but not my favourite. Bad Times at El Royale.
El Royale?
That, surprisingly, was very good. Went in there...
Why?
With no expectation of the movie, no idea what was happening. All I knew that Chris Hemsworth was going to take his shirt off, and I'm like, yep, I'm in, count me in. But that was it. But surprisingly, casting, the storyline, the way they did the movie, very, very well done.
You loved it.
Favorite movie this year, so far. We're already in November. There might be other movies.
Mm.
But yes, what about you?
Upgrade.
Can you remind me?
The guy whose wife gets killed and he gets shot in the neck or something, and then he's paralyzed, and then the rich computer guy comes in and puts a chip in his neck, and then the chip starts talking to him, and then the chip wants to rule the planet, and spoiler alert, the plot twist is the...
Don't tell them! You don't tell people?
Oh, okay.
Well, not that we have any followers, but just in case.
But it's, yeah, that's my favourite movie. I like that sci-fi stuff.
Actually, yeah, that's pretty good. That was pretty good too. Wouldn't be my favourite, but it was very, very good.
That's better than that movie that you mentioned.
What, the Battle Royale?
Yeah.
You didn't enjoy it?
I did, but I don't know if it doesn't have... I could rewatch Upgrade, but I don't know if I could rewatch El Royale. That movie for like 2.5 hours, and it's a lot of...
But that's the thing.
It's a lot of paying attention.
That's the thing. I usually fall asleep halfway through a movie, or I get distracted very easily. But for that particular movie, towards the end, I was very surprised that it was 2.5 hours, because it honestly felt shorter than that. But going back to your movie, apparently Upgrade 2 won't be happening.
Yeah, it won't be.
How come?
Oh, it was a self-contained story. It was.
That's it.
That was it.
So it's. Would you say it's a...
I thought you would have said crazy rich Asians.
No.
Because you're Asian and you love crazy.
I am crazy. I am Asian, and I am not rich. I like to think that I am, but I'm not. But no, that's not my favorite movie. I did enjoy it.
Mm.
Don't get me wrong, but no. Mm. So, you know, Upgrade, is that similar lines of Mackin? What's that movie?
Mac.
I can't remember the title of it.
Yep. Blade Runner.
No, the one with the girl, the robot. Oh my god, I'm trying to look for it now.
Nah, you lost me.
Macchiato?
You lost me at Macchiato.
Macchiato.
You didn't even... Do you drink coffee?
No.
Why not?
I'm already hyper naturally. I do not need any more caffeine.
Do you drink energy drinks?
No.
Why?
Because I'm already hyper naturally. I have so much energy that I don't need any of that.
So not even a V?
No.
Mother?
No.
Red Bull?
No.
When was the last time you had one?
At our wedding, I think.
Years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. What do they put in Jager bombs? What do they put?
Jagermeister and Red Bull?
Yes, that I can drink. But after a while, my heart is beating so fast from drinking all of that. I feel sick.
You know, the only active thing in there is like guarana.
Still, they put a shitload of it. It feels like they put a shitload of it in there.
It's like a plant extract. It's like smoking weed.
Oh, here we go. So it's natural then.
Yeah. Hey, it's from the plants.
Mm-hmm. It belongs in the food pyramid.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, anything else, babe, for the first episode?
Yeah. What jokes you got?
I know you have jokes. You've got plenty of jokes. You got jokes for days.
No, tell me a story.
I don't have any stories.
Not even... You work for...
No.
Government.
I work for government. And I don't think it's something that I could be disclosing to the public what I actually do.
It's like when... It'd be fun.
You have stories.
Nah, not really. Not right now.
Not right now. No appropriate to share.
Yeah.
People might listen. People we know might listen.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, we'll get into stories later.
Yes.
Just traveling. Traveling last week, traveling this week.
Yep. So, yes, both Charlie and I, we travel quite frequently. Previously for myself it was internationally, but now it's all domestic, which is great because we get to explore Australia a little bit more. So
you get to see how the Bergens travel in domestic.
Yes, correct. Cattle station.
They're just as bad as the people. Not just, well, they're not as bad as the people on international. No, you don't think?
No, I don't think so.
And there's some savages
in
international.
I like that.
I don't want to name nationalities, but they just leave shit all over the floor. Do you know what I mean?
My pet peeve, and I find it so gross, when people on the plane walk around barefoot and they go to the bathroom.
Barefoot. Is that a thing?
Yeah, they go to the bathroom. I'm like...
That's dirt, man.
That's dirt. That's disgusting. And they'll walk back to their seat and the next minute they'll put the legs up. I'm like, gross. Or they put their, the fold tray table down and put their legs up on that as well.
Oh, man.
You know, you've seen the Instagram account. What's the Instagram account? Passenger shaming. That's awesome. But it's true. How can you walk around barefooted like that?
Yeah, but I'll be honest with you. It's mainly like some people that, you know...
Get some freaking slippers.
Yeah, but...
They don't cost us steal something from the freaking hotel.
There was one on... I think it was on Passenger Shaming where they were just... Someone had a camera and they were just walking... They were recording the floor as they were walking up the aisle. And they just walked the entire length of the plane.
Mm.
And there was just shit everywhere. All over the floors.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most nastiest thing I've ever seen.
I wonder if it's different.
I would have hated to have been on that plane.
Yeah.
I think it was somewhere from like India to Dubai.
Oh, really?
India to Abu Dhabi.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty nasty. Look.
I wonder if it's different in different areas. So you've got the cattle station. You've got the premium economy and the business. I wonder if the higher you go up their chain, the nicer it would be, the cleaner it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be.
Well,
the business class and the first class air stewardess would be picking up everything that's on the floor.
That's true.
With their tongues.
That's a bit extreme, but okay.
With their buttholes.
Okay. Now kids can definitely not listen to our podcast.
No. Talking about rank shit. People shitting on the walls and stuff.
Yeah, oh god.
You remember that story this week?
What?
Where a guy, he got on a supposedly clean flight,
and
he sat down, and then he noticed this like this weird smell, and then the people started filing in next to him, and then someone was holding their nose next to him, and he's just like, "Do you smell that?" And he's like, "Yeah," and then he looked down, and there was poo on the wall, and there was poo on his leg, and he sat on some poo, and so they didn't clean it on the changeover.
Oh my dear lord!
And so all they gave him was like a bottle of gin. And some water to wash it off in the bathroom.
Oh my goodness. I'll be asking for more than that.
Oh, you sat in shit, sorry. But here's a bottle of, here's a little tiny bottle of gin for you to disinfect your poo stain on your leg and a bottle of water. Yeah, thanks, bro. Flying with you guys next week.
Which airline? Well, hopefully it won't be like that for us when we fly next month.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
It's going to be nasty.
No, it won't be nasty. Well,
there's going to be heaps of people on the Dubai flight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They get savage.
Mm-hmm.
They get super savage.
So on that note, shall we end episode
quick
one?
Quick and painless.
Yes.
Episode one.
Yes. Over and out.
Half an hour.
Well, it's actually less than half an hour.
Oh.
But it's good.
Yeah.
Yes. So we shall, can't see you, but we'll speak to you again next week.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Yes.
Yes. Take care. Till then, Charlie and Bonnie.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.